UW lacrosse employees applauded when Governor Doyle announced that he will restore $35 million back in cuts to the UW system, veto a provision that would have cut staff and faculty salaries by 1.5%, and restore $8 million of the $11 million in financial aid cut by the legislature that was contained in Doyle's original budget proposal. Doyle says he knows that the restoration of financial aid isn't a cure-all.
I know that students, even with the financial aid they get, many of them, most of them have to work jobs and have to do other things, and I know they're willing to do that. I know they're not asking for people to just say, oh, I want to go eat chocolate bonbons and you pay for my education. I know how hard students and their families are working to afford this. And I know the financial aid that we're talking about today doesn't mean that everybody just gets a free education.
UW lacrosse employees say Doyle's announcements are certainly good news, but add the UW Board of Regents, as well as the state, must find a way to make higher education accessible for everyone. The legislature needs a two-thirds vote in each house to override any of the governor's vetoes. Steve Isom, Wisconsin Public Radio.